أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam. Today I have multiple messages came in my heart. When you hear the news, and we should hear the news, we should hear the news and see the condition of the Ummah and the suffering of the Ummah and the bleeding of the Ummah and the amount of calamity and the amount of like what I can tell you, dhulm, dhulm, dhulm. And we are dhalim more than all of us or all of other, because we're watching and we're not even feeling or making dua. First message for the people who do link, link, link all over. I want you to read verse 2. Verse 2, As-Saff. O you believe, why you say the things you do not do? Read verse 3. Allah hates most those who say what you do not do. Please read verse 2 and 3, chapter As-Saff. Okay, chapter As-Saff. By this way, let's be real. Let's try to really live the message the maximum we can. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save me and forgive me, because I'm a criminal like you. I'm not doing what I'm saying. But I will tell you one thing, I'm trying. By the way, in Islam, you should be in a stage of trying. Can I do everything? No. The time of companion of Rasulullah is gone. We will never be like them. But we can try. We can try to imitate once in a while, or whatever we can. And when you see all this condition, your heart get tight about the amount of plot and plan against the Ummah is untouchable. Untouchable. But look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do. When you read also, verse number 8. Verse number 8. Chapter As-Saff again. Do you want to diminish the light of Allah? And Allah will not allow it. And again, when you read chapter At-Tawbah, the same verse has been repeated again. By this way, open At-Tawbah. Okay? But a little bit different, 32. At-Tawbah 32. At-Tawbah 32, As-Saff. Okay, number 8. You will see the light of Allah, Allah promised to continue. The nur of Allah and the hidayah of Allah will continue. With me or without me, but it's up to me to choose to be a part of this noble, beautiful, glory cause to spread the light, the rahmah, and the nur of Allah to mankind. This one, by the way, in the middle of all this, we cannot be despair at all. And now you go to chapter Maryam. Chapter Maryam, for me, every time I'm stuck, I'm in a very tough condition, I go to chapter Maryam. And chapter Maryam started with Kaf ha hiya ayn sad, dhikru rahmati rabbika abdahu Zakariya. Meaning Allah talked to me and he tell me, remember the rahmah, the mercy of your Lord to his own slave, Zakaria. Meaning, if I'm a slave, what Allah can do? He can shower me with His rahmah. He can accept my dua and supplicate. He can give me what I wish, especially if it's for Sabilillah. Read after that, at least, the first verse 38 or 39, you will see this chapter amazing. Allah share with you where and how Isa alayhi salam came, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give Zakariya alayhi salam Yahya. What it meaning? Two story. Something very critical about this two story. This story should not be done. It is impossible. It is no way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't give me one message. Is no such thing, no way. According to my mind and my ability, is no way. According to Allah, Allah kun fayakun. Allah, He do what He want. All the law and chemists and physics and all this law is for us, not for Allah. Allah above all that. The whole earth and the kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala under His own control, He can do whatever He wants. By this way, at this moment, can we be spare? No way. Can we feel weak? No way. But can we feel useless? No way. Can we feel paralyzed? No way. What we have to do? We have to do what we have to do. We have to do what we have to do. And we're lucky if Allah allow us to do and be a part of His cause. Yes, the situation is tough. Yes, the condition is grim. Yes, our ummah is suffering. Yes, the ummah is bleeding. But what I'm doing about it? What I'm doing about it? What I'm doing about it? I have to remember the power of Allah, the promise of Allah, the will of Allah, the might of Allah, the qudra of Allah. Allahu Akbar above everything. Allahu Akbar of every plot and plan. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Now, the last message of today, hopefully inshallah, which is all together. Is two. Don't be spare, ever. Remember, and trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what else? And also is, remember, the nur of Allah is coming, with me or without me. And what I have to do? Huh? What I have to do? I have to be a part of the nur of Allah. I have to beg Allah to choose me to be a part of this noble cause. And please, don't just link all over. At least read, contemplate, try to live what you're saying. And otherwise we become pathetic, we become like exactly like Rasulullah, some bubble. You want to spread goodness? No problem. But be a part of goodness. Do goodness. Do what you can. The final message for me, for you, I wanted to go to chapter Ibrahim. Chapter Ibrahim, verse 42 until verse 42 to 48, or until the ending. And I want you to focus about many messages there, especially the 46. When Allah talk about the enemy of Islam, the plot and plan. And their plot and plan is almost can cause the mountain to be drifted. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, don't worry about it. My promise will come. I want you to read. Read and contemplate. This will give you power, strength, persevering, will, hope, and also to be. Let's be a part of spreading the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let's spread the hope, the rahmah, the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not to be a watcher. And make dua for the whole ummah. Make dua for the people who are suffering all over. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose us to be a part of spreading the nur of Allah, the rahmah of Allah, the hidayah of Allah, the justice in earth. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who alleviate the suffering of others. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Don't forget your brother and sister in Islam all over the earth who are suffering. Make dua for them. And it's not time for me and you to bicker over anything. Because when you see the condition, none of us can complain at all. Please, watch the news and see what's going on all over. Libya, Yemen, Iraq, Syria, you name it. You name it all over. Not including 50 million children without no parents. Not including almost one third of the earth under poverty line. And we're still fighting and argue over different things. No, this is not the time over that. Let's rise up out of that, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who chosen one to carry his message, to elevate his name, to spread his nur, and alleviate the suffering of others. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.